from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. As we roll through on your FM side, I'm not going to lie. I listened to the Chiefs on the way home in clear FM
sounded
HD audio.
Good, right?
It was great.
Awesome.
Listened to some Royals action as well. Was great.
Yep.
Loved it. Very easy to find it, obviously, now. And I've listened to some shows on the way home from doing this show. And
it sounds good.
I'm not biased. I am, but it does sound very, very good. I've had people reach out to me and say, hey, man, I'm not going to lie to you. You guys sound completely different.
So many people have said that to me over the last couple of days. They're like, I didn't realize your voice sounded that way. I'm like, oh, okay, great. I don't know if that's a compliment or not, but I think people are liking it right now. Like, even Cody sounds good in FM.
Okay.
Because I heard he was, like, talking smack. He thinks that, like they're going to force me to be Relish tonight on the hot dog.
Right?
Oh, no.
Does everybody root for Relish?
I don't know. Relish is the best condiment of the three. Ketchup, I'm not a ketchup on my hot dog guy. I'm not a yellow mustard guy. If it was brown mustard, like a spicy brown or a Dijon or something of that nature, maybe I'd do that. The yellow, I'm out on. Like, they're like, oh, you got to be Relish. Fine. I'm all about the Relish tonight. I will absolutely dominate this competition now. I don't know about Nate. You said he was a high school track star.
That's what I heard.
You know, I don't know that that's somebody I can keep up with.
It doesn't bode well.
We'll see. But you know what? I run a lot. You know, I'll probably go run 3 to 5 miles today, get ready for that thing. Did that yesterday. Did that over the week. I'm trained. I'm ready to go. But we'll see how bad I want it out there today.
Fastball drilled, high in the air, deep to center field. Did he do it again? You bet he did. Tyron Blanco hits another home run. A 413-foot shot onto the Berman center. There's some magic in that yellow crayon bat. Tyron Blanco extends
still
the Royals lead to 3-0 with his third home run in the last 2 days.
So, moving forward, am I right? Leadoff hitter. Sure. After that, Bobby Witt Jr., Vinny Pasquantino, Salvador Perez, Tyron Blanco.
What about MJ Melendez? You got to get him in the lineup, man. Like, MJ plays well right now.
That's
right?
Cool. So there's
a nice middle of the lineup.
There's your 1-6.
Mm-hmm.
Renfro hits 7th.
He's coming along.
Isbell 9th.
Yeah.
Massey leadoffer 8th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Fine. Let's go. Yeah.
Okay.
Done.
All right. Royals this weekend. Yes, they sweep the Cincinnati Reds.
With what?
You love to see it.
What are they doing with crayons?
In that yellow crayon bat.
And apparently we're called pronunciation police already this morning. But anyways, there was a lot to be said about this weekend. There's so much to dive into because you have
Crayons.
There you go.
There it is. Crayons.
You had Bobby Wood Jr., who continues to just be a bona fide stud and a certified G. Hey, don't. And then you have Darren Blanco, who we did a little Saturday happy hour, and there was some leftover Chiefs fans. And
leftover Chiefs fans?
Yeah, they had stuck around for the fourth quarter. I'm like, what are they still doing here? But they were the ones that were like, yeah, I'll do another one. And so when we got there and had a couple appetizers and some drinks, and we're watching the Royals game, Bobby Witt Jr. doing his thing. And Blanco hits those two home runs. And before we left, it was just a quick in and out.
Were they dialed into the fourth quarter, or were they just like not ready to go home yet?
Well, once the Royals took over, it was like 9-0 in the third inning. And it was just like, oh my God, this is great. We got to watch Patrick Mahomes go behind the back. We got to watch Bobby Witt Jr. do this. And then we got to see another piece in the Royals lineup also add something to it. Mm-hmm. And again, yes, I'm probably 1,000% overreacting to a very small sample size in a baseball season, but there's been too many times before where we've seen certain players get hot at the right time. And when Cleveland, I think, got swept this weekend, Minnesota blew a lead.
Yeah, blew a lead in yesterday's game.
You're one game behind Minnesota. You're three games behind Cleveland. And you're 3.5 up on Boston, to where you've given yourself a little bit of a cushion, and you've earned it because you outscored a team 28-3 on the road, swept them. It's hard, no matter who you are, to sweep teams. And the Royals did that, and now they get to ride those two guys that are extremely hot right now into that lineup with Bobby Witt Jr. and Darren Blanco, plus Salvador Perez, plus Vinny Pasquantino, and MJ Melendez as well. They did it in style.
Yeah, they
did. They looked like they were there, and they meant to be there. They weren't arrogant, but you watch Vinny Pasquantino hit the home run, flip the bat, look over at his team on Friday night, you're like, Vinny's feeling his damn self.
Yeah.
Bobby's feeling his damn self.
Once Vinny broke that 0-for-21 slump in Minnesota, went the opposite way, got the RBI, like you could feel, and we talked to Ryan about it, Lefevre, on Thursday on the show about it. I said, I could just hear it in your voice, like a sigh of relief. And he's like, you could just kind of feel that from Vinny, like he busted out in that situation. And sometimes, you know, that's all it takes. But the Royals are doing it in the right way, where they're not allowing the bullpen to be a factor right now, right? Because if they let the bullpen be a factor, other than Urseg, I don't know how much confidence I have in that bullpen. So they're doing what they need to do and did what they needed to do in those three games against Cincinnati. They relied on their starting staff to hold down that Cincinnati offense, but also they went out there and they scored enough runs where the bullpen wasn't going to be an issue in that game. And that's kind of the game and the game plan, if you will, that we need to continue to follow for the rest of the season. Let the starting staff go out there and do their thing, score a bunch of runs, and let's not make the bullpen part of these games, because I just don't have confidence in that bullpen right now. And I don't think anybody does, right? Other than Urseg. So continue to win games, follow that blueprint, and continue to stack wins. And again, now you've got Anaheim coming in. They gave up on the season in April. So you've got the opportunity to go out there, slap them around a little bit, pick up a couple of more wins, because after this and then an off day on Thursday to give you the opportunity to breathe, you got 7 against the Phillies and the Indians. And that's going to be a tough, tough, tough stretch that's coming your way, man. 7 games against 2 of the best teams in baseball after these 3 against the Angels.
Not that anybody's surprised by this, but Bobby Witt Jr. did collect his 500th hit.
Yeah.
And he was the second youngest player to do it since, of course, George Brett. Another buddy of mine who's watching that game and that stat comes up and goes, great, now we're going to see this moving forward. It's going to be Bobby Witt Jr. is this other Royal do it, only George Brett.
Well, that's because there hasn't been anybody else good enough in the franchise's history that stayed long enough other than George Brett, too. I mean, that's why, you know, but because George also is, you could argue, a top 5 player of all time in Major League Baseball, not just in Kansas City, but of all time. And him and Bobby Witt are kind of in that same category. And, you know, it's great to see Bobby doing this. And when he got that 500th hit yesterday, I wondered, are we appreciating Bobby Witt enough? Because I think, you know, at times we get caught up in the minutiae of sports and we don't appreciate what's going on around us. I ask all the time, are you appreciating this Chiefs run enough? Because I honestly believe there's a handful of people out there that are not appreciating this run that the Chiefs are on. They're worried about the minute details. They're worried about the minutiae. They're worried about stuff that really doesn't matter. And they're forgetting to appreciate what we're watching right now. And then when it's over, you're going to go, damn, I missed that. I was worried about the backup left guard. I totally forgot about, you know, watching Patrick Mahomes and enjoying the moment. Are we enjoying the Bobby Witt moment right now? I think you have to be, able to kind of compartmentalize and realize, hey, they're having team success and that's great, but this Bobby Witt success that we're watching right now, we're watching history every single night. We're watching a magician every single night. And in football, it's once a week. In baseball, Bobby Witt is doing this every single night. There isn't a day that goes by where Bobby Witt doesn't do something to help that ball club win. And quite honestly, I don't remember it being anybody like that other than George Brett on this team.
No doubt about it. And should have had another home run, but he finally got.
So yeah, he did. Did you see the guy's reaction in the Kansas City t-shirt when that dude went up and made that play? Like, that guy was trying to reach over and grab the ball. Glove goes up, steals the ball. That guy just absolutely lost his mind. We've had two great reactions in the outfield this week by Kansas City fans.
Been great. We'll dive back into Bobby Witt Jr., plus what those bats were and what our bats might be. But we dive back into the preseason. Some thoughts. Some overreaction, underreactions, and maybe a star has arrived. Yes, I'm all in on it. This is 96.5 The Fan, your home for sports radio.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
So it happened to us over the last week or so. I guess it was Thursday. My wife calls and said, Tom from Golden Oak just called. Rates have dropped an entire point. He wants to know if we're ready to refinance. And I go, yeah, if they're going to drop that far for us, yeah, let's go ahead and refinance with Golden Oak Lending. And that's the one thing that I can tell you about Golden Oak Lending that I love the most. When those rates drop, they call us and they let us know. And they go, hey, we got a better rate for you right now. Are you interested in refinancing? And the answer was yes. That's the way Golden Oak Lending conducts business for everybody that is a client. They're always reviewing your loan. They're always reviewing what's going on with you. And when they find something that's better, they're going to present you that offer. Now, we could have said, no, we're good where we are. But, man, we're going to save some money. We're going to miss 2 months of a mortgage payment. And things are going to be great for us. Lowering our rate, consolidating some debt. And boom, we got a lower rate than we have right now. And you can get that as well if you call Golden Oak Lending and take that free mortgage checkup. It's risk-free. There's no paperwork. There's no credit card required. Just call and have that conversation. 913-890-GOLD. That's 913-890-GOLD. Find out how much money you can save every single month. Tell them what you want to do, and they'll get a plan in place for you. 913-890-GOLD. And let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for sports radio. Brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMasters patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Executive producer Mac Morey also here, fellas. Hope you had a good weekend.
Yeah, it was a good weekend. Great. Went out to Tongi on Friday, hung out with Ralph and the guys there. Got a little pre-tailgate action going on. We practiced for the season out there in Tongi. Got kind of the bus, running in the right direction and all that kind of stuff.
Was there any split on the Tonganoxie side?
No, it was just hot out there. It faces west. And so, you go out to western Kansas, man. I don't know if you've ever been out that far in Kansas before. But you get out that far and it gets hot out there, like western Kansas, man. So saw some cornfields and whatnot. And so we practiced our tailgate, got our tailgate practice on Friday. Then went to a surprise birthday party for my friend Josh, who runs Smokehouse, his fiance. His fiance had her surprise birthday party. So we celebrated for that over the weekend. And yesterday we kind of, chilled out a little bit. My daughters had some things going on, but my wife and I were like, all right, we're going to chill out a little bit and kind of, run them around and do their thing. So that's kind of what we did. What'd you do? I know you golfed and you went to the pool, and Mac had his fiance in town. Oh, so that was big. And, everybody had a lot going on this weekend. Very busy weekend.
Maybe I'm getting older. Feels like the fastest summer of my life.
Flew by, brother.
I feel like I'm trying to enjoy it as much as possible. I know we haven't had the hottest summer. Yesterday was very just average. We had the Sunday pool day. Saturday played golf. Was hot Saturday. Saturday was hot. And then Friday played golf. And then,
we started soccer on Saturday, too. Got back into the flow of that thing. So
all my buddies did, too, that have kids. They're first weekend of soccer, Legacy was packed. I'm that means it's, officially almost fall.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You're right about that. Summer did fly by. And, you always tell your kids, it's going to go fast. It's, I can't believe it's taking so long to get here. Now, all of a sudden, sudden summer's over, man. And like everybody's back to school. Got a message from our friend Rob Maloney this morning. He goes, this is the first full day. I'm going to listen to you guys all morning long. All kids are back in all day school. So like it's go time, man. I was talking to Nikki and Ponch from 99.7 mm-hmm. The Point. They're like, that work really starts now. All the moms are back in their minivans and doing their thing. So yeah, it is wild. Summer did fly by, man. I hope winter goes as fast because I don't like winter.
I'm also convinced. I'd have to watch the video again. They're actually showing it on TV right now, but
the mayhem jump could be a free play here. Mahomes going down the field. Worthy's wide open. He's got the football. Xavier Worthy gets it to the Lions 37-yard line. Gain of 39 yards on the play.
So Worthy catches a 39-yard pass. I could be wrong, but it looked like they ran Jet Chip Wasp just because of
that kind of did look like where he was on the field. Yeah.
I could be wrong, but the movie made and where he ended up and where it was at the field, I'm pretty sure it was the same distance. Was it the same play?
Could have been.
And does that give you enough evidence that maybe there's a little bit more trust going into rookie wide receivers from the head coach, or is it still Dusty? Chill the F out. It's preseason.
No, I think that's the way Andy Reid operates, though. You know, you're not a rookie. You're on the team, and he's going to play you, and they're going to utilize you. I mean, we see him start rookies all the time, right? Along the offensive line, defensive line, all over the place. Andy Reid's not afraid to go out there and play with a rookie. I know a lot of coaches are in the NFL. Oh, he's a rookie. Right. He's got to earn it. Is he one of the best players on the field? Probably yes. So get him out there, and, you know, let's see what he can do. I thought they did a nice job of getting the ball to Xavier Worthy. At least that's what it seemed like to me, like they were trying to do. These preseason games, first of all, there's not a TV broadcast of a preseason game that's good. They all look like they're done by the local high school. Okay. I mean, they really are. The Chiefs got a good one, but I was watching on the Detroit broadcast. Oh my God. Terrible production on the Detroit side. I was watching the Houston Texans side of things. They were playing. Oh my God. It was so clunky and bad. But Andy's not afraid to use rookies, but I just don't know what kind of game plan they're putting in. That's why these games are hard to watch. Like, what are we doing here, right? Because yesterday, Green Bay and Denver play each other. Denver wins 27-2 or whatever it is. Yeah. Bo Nix looks really good, but then you realize Green Bay didn't play anybody, right? So what's the game plan? What are we trying to accomplish? But if part of the game plan and something that they were trying to accomplish was get the ball to Xavier Worthy, mm-hmm. I thought they did a really good job of that. Like, he's going to be just fine. He's going to be just fine for this team. Rashee Rice, I thought, had a very nice game. They got the ball to him early on and, you know, kind of showcased him a little bit. I think he's going to be a star this year. I think we're going to be talking about Rashee Rice in categories of, you know, leading the league in receiving yards this year. I think he's going to take off this year, guys. I think he's going to have himself a season because he's got a lot to prove, right? Pick up from where he left off last year, but the off the field stuff, you know, people have been questioning whether or not he could be a number one. Hollywood Brown goes down. Mm-hmm. I think Rashee Rice is going to have himself a time this season. I think it's going to be fun watching him play. And so, you know, what do you take away from the preseason game? Yeah, had a little bit of fun watching early on. It's got some guys involved, and now we get ready for Thursday and then move on from there.
I think I trust Xavier Worthy getting the lean in role, because as soon as that play happened, we were finishing up the 18 with the Golfing with the Producers. Great event at Swope Park. It was fun. Drew Nixon's, I know where he's at today. He said that Xavier Worthy is the number three receiver on the roster. And I thought,
number three behind Kelsey and Rice?
Behind Brown and Rice.
Like receiver, not receiving option.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
No, yeah, as in number on depth chart.
Well, okay.
Because they believe Watson is higher than
Watson
Rice,
yes!
Which is what I collected from the quick conversation.
Wait. Say that again. Who?
Cody and Gold don't think, according to Drew, that Xavier Worthy is number three on the depth chart. I think he's number four.
Behind who?
Watson, apparently.
Watson, yes!
That's what I gathered. But I trust Xavier Worthy to be a very, very trusted option for Andy Reid because he let Carson Wentz do this with him.
Or rather, Carson Wentz on third down and seven. Lofts a pass open in the end zone, near side, touchdown! Kansas City, welcome to the Chiefs kingdom. Xavier Worthy tasting the sweet nectar of the end zone. Get used to it, brother. A 22-yard catch on a corner route, perfectly thrown by Carson Wentz.
They think he's fourth?
I think so. From what I could gather, we were on 18.
Were you drinking?
I only had one transfusion. It was very slowly drank because I knew I had to pace myself through the day, but I'm pretty sure it's what I gathered. They'll probably talk about it more today as I plug their show, Cody and Gold from 10 to 2 here on 96.5.
Sure, you heard right? Like, Xavier Worthy is the fourth wide receiver option?
Drew said
said it three straight times. He goes, Xavier Worthy is their third best receiver. He's a third receiver on the roster. Third receiver on the roster. I was like, who's not saying that? He goes, well, we had a discussion with Gold and Cody. Don't think so.
What?
And they went to training camp.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Maybe I'm off my hinges. I don't
Xavier
know.
Xavier Worthy right now with Hollywood Brown out is your number two wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Behind Rashi Rice.
That's no question.
Right. That's right.
Right now, the depth chart in Bob Fesco's world, which is pretty legit, Rashi Rice is the number one, and we're not talking Travis, and Xavier Worthy is number two. Like, who's missing that?
I don't know. I just want to be right.
That's called overanalyzation, in my opinion.
And I think, you know, again, the text line says it. Justin Watson is loved by Andy. Nothing flashy, just consistent.
Yes! Justin Watson, though, is like, he's like your dependable. Like, he's the girl you call like 30 years later when you haven't gotten married yet and you made that deal in kindergarten. If we never find anybody, let's hook up. And then 30 years later, the phone call comes in. And you're like, all right, let's go. Like Watson's a. Watson is a nice type of kind of guy that you can rely on. He's not one of your top receivers, though.
He's a possession guy. He's reliable. Really glad he's on the roster.
Yeah.
Great depth piece, especially with an injury. You can count on him.
You're right, but I mean,
but no, from talent.
From ability, from potential, Justin Watson. I mean, I don't
Watson,
know that
yes!
he'd be in the conversation for me.
Especially considering, like, you think about these past couple years, Watson was a deep ball guy. Worthy's going to take that spot.
Yeah.
Worthy's going to be the guy over the top. And you talk about Rice.
And so is Hollywood Brown. I mean, let's not act like Hollywood Brown's going to be out till, you know, Christmas. No. This guy should be back by Columbus Day, if not sooner.
Yeah, it looks like they're targeting the Atlanta game.
Yeah, week three.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's a month before Columbus Day, right?
There you go.
So let's go.
Celebrate that still.
Is that not still a holiday?
No.
All right.
But I do bring up this topic because I believe, like, it seems that Rashee Rice last year was the first time that we'd seen Andy really kind of lean into a rookie wide receiver. Now, again, his hand was forced, right? Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney.
Two guys who, like, just probably shouldn't even be in the conversation. Like,
right. But that's
again, Kadarius Toney had two penalties on one play. I don't care if it's preseason. That's hard to do.
That might be a recipe.
I mean, that
that might be the one where it's like, all right, I can't fix this.
Especially since he was lined up wrong again.
Ugh. And I always see this with other teams, right? They draft a rookie wide receiver, and you're like, man, that guy's good. He's only a rookie. It's like, yeah, they're giving him opportunities. And I understand that Andy Reid has had his, you know, people. Macklin was one that was kind of against the exception. And DeSean Jackson as well. And then Rashee Rice. Even Tyreek Hill had, like, maybe, like, four routes that he was able to do. And then he developed more of a route runner than Tyreek Hill
But he
became.
Was a running back, fifth-round pick from Western Alabama. We're talking about Xavier Worthy, wide receiver with a 4.2 speed from the University of Texas here.
Correct.
You know?
And now it's kind of one of those things where it's like, you know, Baltimore did it last year with Zay Flowers, right? Like, Jordan Addison did it last year in Minnesota. Why not Kansas City this year? Because I brought that up with, like, the Darren Blanco thing.
I hadn't heard anybody saying otherwise until just this conversation.
But
you know?
We haven't really gotten to have this sort of opportunity where you have someone who maybe coming into the season, not saying he'll ever be Tyreek Hill, but coming into the season, credentials are a lot more stacked up on Worthy's side than they were Tyreek Hill's. Tyreek Hill was
no doubt.
Freak athlete that developed as a very good wide receiver.
We thought, like, he was going to be a returner and a gimmick guy for the first probably year that he was in the NFL. And then he worked his ass off and became a great wide receiver in the NFL, became the franchise's best wide receiver. Xavier Worthy is a first-round draft pick. You've got to get stuff out of your first-round draft picks. They're not just, you know, a Christmas ornament or something like that. You've got to count on your first-round draft picks, especially at the wide receiver spot where the price of acquiring a wide receiver not in the draft now is like trying to go out and sign a quarterback. It's expensive. It's ridiculous. And so you've got to expect your first round wide receiver to be a big time playmaker for you. If he's not a big time playmaker this year, then maybe they made a mistake with that draft pick. But Xavier Worthy, as far as I'm concerned right now, is number two behind Rashee Rice. And then Hollywood Brown gets here, and then maybe you adjust the thinking of all of that.
And maybe I need to take my rose colored glasses off. Maybe I don't. Maybe I'm in the right boat here, but all we've seen all preseason, whether it's camp, whether it's games, it's Xavier Worthy in that game getting the looks, in the situation. Third and 13, 39 yards. How you doing? 22-yard catch from Carson Wentz.
Well, I mean, what was the first play of training camp? Was it bomb to Xavier Worthy?
On Brian Cook.
Yeah.
And Trent McDuffie's getting burned. And you're like, okay, well, if he's doing this to our defense, which is a top five defense, maybe top three defense, he's going to be able to do this to other defenses as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that's interesting is that you're giving Patrick Mahomes that sort. We talk about hitting his prime. He's in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And now you've given him the option to go over the top, underneath, or to the outside. And if this is the case, right, if this is the case, maybe Rashee Rice did open that door. Because this will be back-to-back years that Andy Reid has been able to give somebody the opportunity that's a young buck. Like, you don't really see that in Andy Reid's offense because the playbook is so stacked. You want to be it's precise, right? You don't win back-to-back titles or on a title stretch where you're going for three straight, where you've won a division seven straight years in a row, if things aren't perfected. And sometimes that's hard with rookie wide receivers. But again, maybe now they've started to find out what they know they need in this offense. And so far, I'm seeing a lot of trust in Worthy's way, similar to what we saw after week eight towards Rashee Rice. And you add those two guys to the mix, you bring Hollywood Brown back. And I'm like you, man, with all the people you talk to that are involved with the Chiefs, this might be a FU year where it's like, good luck stopping this freight train.
Well, I think that factors in as well. Justin Watson doesn't help you tell the rest of the competition, yes! FU, but Xavier Worthy up over the top absolutely does. And the other thing is, too, now the defenses, as we talked about earlier, preparing for the Chiefs and that behind-the-back play, they're going to be losing a lot of sleep preparing for the deep route, too, and then you can beat them underneath if you have to. Mm-hmm. Like this offense is going to be so much fun to watch because they can beat you in any different way. But now they've got that deep ball threat back, and I know that was something they were craving all of last season, and now they got their fix. They got Xavier Worthy. They're going to use him. He's going to be a big part of this offense this year. Now, I'm not saying run out and draft him on your fantasy team. Other than Travis, I don't know that I'm drafting anybody on the Chiefs because of how big and whatnot they're going to spread the ball, how much they're going to spread the ball around, and everybody's going to eat and do their thing. But I mean, Xavier Worthy is going to see a lot of action. Look at what Rashee Rice did as a second round draft pick this year. If you don't think a guy with speed is going to be, you know, ready to be unleashed by Patrick Mahomes and Matt Nagy and Andy Reid, you're sleeping on this team, because that guy's going to be a huge player for them.
Right. You've got your veteran guy in Hollywood Brown that can do pretty much all of it, and you trust him to know where to be at certain situations. You have your second year guy, Rashee Rice, who's your big target, trusted, good hands, to break a couple of tackles. And then now Mahomes has his home run threat. But there's
By the way, you got a tight end who's pretty darn good.
Didn't even mention it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
But like, I think it was Watson early on in that game. I thought it was Watson. Travis that caught the ball because he did that kind of shimmy, you know, to the right and then turned back and, you know, cut left and looped around. I'm like, that's Watson. Nice little move by him. But yeah, you didn't even mention Travis Kelce. Like, no, this offense is going to be fine. Watson maybe get two targets a game.
Yeah, pretty good running back, too. So
yeah.
This offense will be
fine. Didn't mention him either.
Yeah, this was the I'm in game for me. Xavier Worthy, I'm in. Kingsley, I'm super in. Carson Steele, I'm in.
I'm in on that Steele too. I was wrong. That guy's making the team.
He's making the team. Yeah. And he might be running back too on this team.
He's making the team. That guy definitely is. There's going to be a lot of Carson Steele jerseys at Arrowhead in the upper deck, man. People are going to buy that jersey, brother.
I think I might get one.
They're going to buy that thing.
Number 42 fits my body size.
I can rock number 42. It's a crisp, clean, like, nice number.
Anthony Sherman.
Yeah.
Jackie Robinson.
There we go.
Yeah. You can only wear 42 in football. But that guy is just an animal. Like, he's the guy. Third and one, fourth and one. Carson, get in the game. I know you can get it. Got a pretty good punter as well. Mac seems to like Ariza,
but they seemingly thought he was too inconsistent, and Tobe was complaining about that or something the other day. I don't know. I'm not worried about the punter for punting once a game.
Yeah, he's got the biggest leg. I know he's got the highest ceiling as far as length for punts, but yeah, I don't think we're going to have to punt too much.
I'm worried about the consistency of the punter.
Well, no, but if you've got the best special teams in the league on top of a top five offense and a top five defense,
Significant thing out of that game on Saturday was the James Winchester injury. Like, is that going to be something that bothers and lingers? Because that cat's been automatic for the better part of a decade.
Yeah.
Like, I thought Kendall Gammon was good. James Winchester has been freaking outstanding. And then they had to throw in, I think, who was it? was it Wiley that had to
Noah
go?
Gray.
Or Gray? Noah Gray in there
had
to
never
snap?
Done
never
it.
Done it before?
Taught him on the sideline, threw him in there.
You ever tried a long snap before?
Yeah.
It's not easy to do. And now here all of a sudden it's a guy who's never done it and you're doing it in an NFL game for the first time. Get your ass out there and do it. Way to go, Noah Gray. Way to earn a roster spot, right?
No doubt about it.
Yeah, you talk about Rice, Bob, with the receivers and Xavier Worthy bringing over the top. Rice was second in yards after catch right behind Deebo Samuel in all of the NFL last
year.
Yeah,
it was great.
He was fantastic. So you talk about breaking over the top, giving him some space. He didn't have any space last year. We didn't have a deep ball to save us last year. I think Rice is going to explode. I agree with you.
Yeah, see, there you go, man. I think Rice is going to have himself a season. I think the league's going to be talking about Rashi Rice about midseason. Oh, my God. I didn't know this guy was this good. This is what another year of Mahomes gets.
What a nice type of thing.
And you know they're going to the playoffs, obviously, because the AFC West is just an absolute laughingstock of the NFL. Outside of the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Like, there will be at some point when we're a lot older where it'll say the Chiefs' records are a little bit tainted with wins, or Mahomes' record is a little tainted with wins because he got to play in the AFC West. Not his fault. But the starting quarterbacks around this league, we know Bo Nix is getting the starter.
He's the starter. Right? There's no question.
Sean Payton's playing the whole, like, I'm not naming a starter yet, but Bo Nix has done everything you've wanted him to do in the first two preseason games. Bo Nix is a starter in Denver.
If you were as lucky as I was yesterday to be watching the Denver Broncos pregame show.
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay.
Was not.
You weren't as lucky as I was, right? I was watching the pregame show for the second preseason game for the Broncos. And they had the GM on, George Payton, right? Mm. And he had said to whoever was doing the interview.
Gary's brother.
Yes, it is. Manning's cousin. Mm. They were talking about Bo Nix. And, like, they saw Bo Nix or something at camp. And he said, Sean Payton came right up to me. He was so giddy. He couldn't wait to tell me that was the guy we wanted. I'm like, calm down, Sean. We'll get our guy. You know, one of those things. So either they're overselling Bo Nix or they really are in love with Bo Nix. It's probably somewhere in the middle. But he played good again yesterday. He's the starter there. Minshew's been named the starter in Oakland. And then guy with, you know, the bum foot out there in Los Angeles has been named the starter for the Chargers. And I don't know if that's necessarily a marriage made in heaven out there with Harbaugh and company. So, man, the other three teams in this division are just a bunch of blah.
Which is, you love to see it. Like,
but you don't get demerits because that's who you have to play in your division.
Right. And I try to put that together in my mind to think, okay, well, the AFC West is not a good division for quarterbacks, but all of the top quarterbacks are in the AFC. So what they essentially done is they've said to themselves, well, we just need to win our divisions, and then we have a chance at the Chiefs in the playoffs. That's already tough for other teams to do because the AFC North is a gauntlet. Buffalo and Miami tend to just try to do each other favors and say, well, we want it, now we don't. Now we want it, now we don't. Then the Jets are in there trying to act like there's something. I feel like the Jets are pyrite. I think it's fool's gold. Just stay away from it. But, you know, do you, whatever you want to do, boo. But, like, my thing is that it's weird to me that there are no other good quarterbacks in the AFC West, but all the best quarterbacks are in the AFC, but yet they still can't get the job done, just like the AFC West can't get the job
done. But all of them have big question marks, too. Is Joe Burrow healthy? Is Josh Allen going to, you know, readjust to this offense? Is he going to find a way not to throw games away when they matter? Same with, you know, Lamar. Is he going to be able to win when it matters most? Who's the starter in Pittsburgh right now? Is it still Zach Wilson? Not Zach Wilson.
Duck Hodges.
Duck Hodges, is he still the starter out there? Russell Wilson, is he the starter in Pittsburgh right now?
Yeah.
Or are they going to give it to Justin Fields? Like, they don't know what they're doing out there from a quarterback standpoint, or maybe even a wide receiver standpoint. Have we gotten things figured out with Brandon Ayuk yet over the weekend? My God, that story continues to just change every 5 minutes. It's fantastic. But, like, we're living in a world of, like, it's like Mecca here. Like,
yeah.
I mean, like, everything just works the right way. We're living in a wonderful society. That's why you got to appreciate what's going on, because we weren't far removed from where, like, the Raiders are right now. We're going, oh my God, who do we have? Brady Quinn or Kyle Orton as our starting quarterback?
It's just, it's polarizing to me. Because if you name the top six quarterbacks in the NFL, are they not all in the AFC?
Yeah.
Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Lamar, Herbert, Stroud.
Stroud.
Seems fair to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair?
Somebody would probably say Goff and Stafford could be, be part of the equation.
Stafford for me. Yep.
I don't know where people are on Jalen Hurts. I like him. I don't know if he's considered one of the best in the NFL, but I like watching Jalen Hurts play.
I have Love catapulting in that conversation this season.
But. Yeah, I think Love needs to do it more than just December and January. Like, let's see what he can do for an entire season. And then, of course, you know, people are going to throw Brock Purdy's name into the conversation as well. And I'm not there, but whatever.
That voice is to the owner, Bob Fesco. The other one is Mac Morey, our executive producer. I am Dusty Likens, and this show is brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology. It's the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Big night for us at the K. Bob's going to be in a hot dog costume, and I have a lot in common with the Hawk Tua lady. We'll explain next.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Missouri Athletics.
96.2.99.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for sports radio here in Kansas City. No doubt. Don't go anywhere else. Keep you locked
in. What?
I don't know.
No reason to go anywhere else, right?
Right.
Got the Royals in FM tonight.
That's right.
Got you throwing out the first pitch tonight.
Woo. In HD. Yeah.
Got me doing the condiment race against Nate Taylor and someone else.
Cody Tapp.
Who?
Year three. Attempt number three.
He's done this. This is going to be his third time. I've never done it before.
He's like the Pete Alonso of hot dog racing, just hasn't won. He'll be like, instead of lifting weights, he'll be down there doing like lunges. Headband, wristband. Kind of like how Pete Alonso gets ready for the home run derby. Good for that. I like determination.
Yeah.
I love that in Cody. He's determined.
He really is. He's going to want this, right? He's going to go out there like he's probably got a game plan.
And see, something like that also I can see pissing people off. They're like, he's doing it three times. I just want to do it once in my life.
Right. There's a lot of people out there that are like, damn, Cody gets to do it three times.
Yeah. I was really hoping Carrington would do it.
How come Carrington doesn't want to do it?
I don't know. For someone who loves the hot dog derby, CDOT just never wants to participate. Somebody in the text line, Dusty's FM voice sounds like Josh's AM voice. I did a double take.
Not at all.
I don't think
Dusty and Josh sound alike at all.
I say you've done shows with Josh for 14 years, and you've done shows with me for 14 days.
That's right.
And I think you've got a pretty good broad knowledge on whose voice sounds like whose voice.
Yeah, pretty much. Unless you think I'm Josh, and then you're listening, and you've had the voices confused for the last 14 years, which is very possible.
Uh-huh.
Haley never got it right.
Hmm.
Again, Bob, that was Josh.
Right. But I want to bring this up because somebody was asking me over the weekend, you know, do you think that you're going to bounce the ball? I said, I don't know. They said, are you going to throw it from the slab?
Got to go to the slab. It's the only rule.
Got to go to the slab. And then I'm starting to figure out that my father might be a bit nervous.
Of course.
Because he... then goes, you think we ought to toss it a few times before we go into the game.
You probably should have been practicing this weekend. Yeah,
I said, yeah, probably. He goes, because I don't know what I'd do if I dropped it.
I did. It was terrible.
Awful. I was like, well, got to be on the air tonight with Carrington at 5.
That's right.
I was like, so he'll be, you know, somewhere around. And I think what you, myself, and Gold, we're all going to be out there at the K tonight.
Why doesn't Cody have to be there for that? Is he practicing for the hot dog race?
He's in the downstairs area, which is until the sixth inning or something.
Fourth inning is when the hot dog race is. Yeah, end of the fourth. Yeah.
And then we'll see Bob in a hot dog costume, and then we'll not see Bob the rest of the night. Like, he'll just keep running through the stadium like Forrest Gump in the relish costume.
How far can I get down I-70 before somebody catches me in the relish costume?
You run any far past the dugout, you're going to get Randall Simon.
Yeah.
Pasquantino's going to be like, stop, Bob.
Yeah. Pasquantino will take care of me. I'll get Q to knock me down. JJ will probably be there as well. Sherman.
Do I go from the stretch or the windup?
You just get up there and throw, man. Okay. You don't overthink it. Don't play this game with yourself. Focus on the glove and, as Q said, aim high. But I will tell you, you will have an unbelievable experience when you're on that mound and you look at that three-deck stadium. You're going to go, whoa. You know, like they always talk about minor leaguers that come up for the first time and see that third deck. When you're out there on the mound, bro, it's like, holy crap. Like, all these people are watching me. And so you don't want to embarrass yourself.
It's going to feel higher than it normally is. Yeah. Like, it's going to feel like I'm on top of a mountain.
Yeah. And I've seen people go out there and try to, like, impress and whatnot. Yeah. And then it just turns awful. Just don't, like, throw it into the dugout. Okay.
Don't 50 cent it.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. You don't want to throw it into the dugout or anything like that. Just have a nice catch with pops. Like, create that memory. You know, you're having a catch with dad, bro. Like, just go out there and say, this is for me and my dad. Stand on top of that mound, fire him a strike, give him a big hug, then have him autograph the ball for you.
Who?
Your dad.
Well, I'm going to give my dad the ball.
Oh, you're going to give him the ball?
Nice. Yeah, okay. He already knows that.
All right.
I told him, it's like, your baseball, you do with whatever you want
cool.
with it.
All right.
And then that's his little thing.
His little thing, yeah. So keep it that way. Don't try to go out there and overthrow.
Yeah.
There was a guy one time who tried to overthrow. Oh, it was awful.
Yeah, I'm not going to, like, somebody like was telling me to throw the old 12-6. Throw a curveball. I'm like, no, I'm just going to two-seam it, try to get it to the glove, have our moment, black out, I'm done.
Do you know how to throw a curveball?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I pitched when I was younger.
All right. No, don't go out there and try to do anything. You're not auditioning for the team. Well, maybe they could use you in the bullpen, but you're not auditioning for the team. You're having a catch with your dad, and that's the important part about this thing.
Somebody
like,
says,
you know how much this means to your dad tonight,
oh, yeah.
right? It
oh,
means
yeah.
so much to him. So get it over the plate, make him catch the ball easily, and have a nice moment, get a picture, celebrate, have some fun.
Somebody says, I always knew you. I was always told you made it when the third row shows up and also people in the outfield. For the stadium when you get
the outfield people. Yeah.
Now, I think the game starts at 7:10, so I'm probably throwing the pitch out at like 6:50, 6:45, something like that.
Maybe, I don't know, somewhere in there, yeah.
So maybe not a ton of people in the state. It's a Monday night.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I definitely think you got to get the crowd involved. I think you got to go out there and, get people going. Nobody knows who I am.
Right.
But still, like, who's this crazy lunatic pumping up the crowd, throwing out the first pitch?
But don't let that overconsume what you want to do out there on the mound.
Four seam it, my guy. Hopefully you can do the underhand throw like in Rookie of the Year. I can't do.
No.
Like, that my dad would drop on purpose.
Yeah.
He'd be like, no, throw it back.
Do it again. Yeah. And see, that's the thing. You get one shot at this. So if you screw it up, there ain't no redos out there, okay? It's like bouncing one in the dirt ball one.
Yeah.
You got to get out there. You got to focus. You got to throw it. And you got to, just easy, man. You're not trying to impress anybody. You've already impressed by being out there.
Two seam has too much movement. Four seams the way to go.
Are you guys going to get together today and then toss a few? Is that the plan?
They're going to meet me at the house. Then we're going to drive out there. And I told them we can get, we can mark it off. It's what, 60 feet and like, I don't
60
know.
Feet, 6 inches.
Okay. Yeah. So 20 yards.
Yep.
Roughly. Yeah.
Yeah, so 20 yards. Just spot it. Boom. Couple of throws. All right. I don't even know if my dad still has his baseball glove. That's the other thing. Like, that's a big key.
You got to have a glove. Yeah.
But I never thought that I'd be doing the same thing.
Do you
thing.
Have a glove?
Oh, yeah.
So then let him use you don't need a glove.
I was going to say, we every once in a while, we toss it out in the old backyard.
Yeah.
A couple guys come over. You saw some of those friends at the mitts in the back or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Are you worried at all about running a hot dog costume?
Should I be?
Well, they say it's hard to see. And if you pull a hamstring, I'm going to make sure you have to be here tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
I want to make
How
sure
How am I going to pull a hamstring because it's hard to see?
Because you're going to run and not know what you're running on. You might get a little different on your feet.
I see, like with the warning track grass area type thing. I don't know. I'm not worried about it at all.
Okay. And you run more often than these two guys.
Just about every day. Nah, I think Nate, I mean, you said he was a track athlete. So
I'm sure. Track athlete in high school.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure Nate probably didn't forget how to do that kind of stuff, right? Like he's probably still in good shape.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm not concerned about Cody.
Really?
Yeah.
Cody's pretty athletic. He hit a home run of wiffle ball this year.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Look at this guy.
Whoa. Why are you guys so anti-Cody Tapp?
Because I think Cody really wants this. Like, they say third time's a charm, and you mentioned this is his third time running the condiment race.
He really wants to beat you. I was listening to Friday on the way home. They were talking about it. Apparently,
Do we have a rivalry?
I think Cody's a little jealous. Brett Veachtown's a hit. Nothing that he recorded ever did make the charts.
Bob Fesco sang a song about the Chiefs general manager. Cody Tapp say what about, everything. Tonight, they're two wieners running against each other on the track in front of 20,000 people. Kauffman Stadium, Bob Fesco versus Cody Tapp.
Can I just go and have fun? Like have a memory that I ran in a relish suit? Like
might get physical.
Like
when, do you when, think your wife will be turned on that you're running a hot dog costume?
Yeah, she can't wait. Yeah.
I bet she actually is excited.
She is. My one daughter is not. She goes, I got tennis tryouts today, then I got soccer practice. I don't think I'm gonna be able to make your game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think I said I understand. I get it. So I got Vip is coming to pick me up at 4:15 so we can be out there in plenty of time. We'll be out there. We'll do the 5 o'clock thing with Carrington.
Yeah.
Maybe a little stretching. I don't know, you know, but I'm going for a run after the show today at the gym. I'll be fine. I mean, like,
please don't get hurt. I'm hoping you don't get hurt. Cause like I've seen people face plant. I've seen people get lost.
Yeah.
Cause as they said it rises up and please wear a protector because you know that thing's rancid. You know, it's August 19th.
Somebody said that to me. They go, like, being the germaphobe that you are, you worried about getting in that suit.
That's what I'm saying. We're not going to see. It's not that you don't want to be there. It's that, like, the first thing you want to do is go home and scrub with the loofah.
Oh, God, yeah. I'm going into the locker room and showering after this thing's over. Yeah. You got to get that stench off you. So you probably wear some clothes that you want to burn afterwards.
Yep. Get a couple Raiders shirts.
Yeah.
Get a couple of Chargers shorts, and then you'll be okay. But that is,
I'll be all right. But as long as Cody doesn't like throw an elbow off the start and try to knock me down or something like that.
Yeah, man. So family night at the K. Hope to see you out there. A lot of personalities will be out there. I know I'll be there. Mac, you'll be there, right? Maybe not.
No, Mac's girlfriend's in town.
My fiance
doesn't
want
to take her out
today.
To see us at the ballpark.
Happy birthday to the future, Miss Moore.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
That's nice.
One man trying to salvage a relationship.
Said the hell with his coworkers.
I'm not taking her to see hot dogs run.
One's a wiener. One has a rag arm. I'd rather be with my future wife. This is 96.5 The Fan, your home for sports radio.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.